Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Friday, March 15th, 2024. This is John Prenet, and this is your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. If you are attending any of the events at City Dock, the Hooli, the Shamrock Stroll, Shamrock the Dock, please be careful and please drink responsibly. We have a lot of news today, so we better get right into it, shall we? Yesterday, the Maryland Attorney General, Anthony Brown, filed charges against a Crofton couple, former operators of Maryland State Doulas, LLC, for failing to deliver prepaid doula services and unauthorized consumer payments. The lawsuit seeks restitution and a ban on further violations of Maryland's Consumer Protection Act, with a hearing scheduled for June 11th. In legislative news, Maryland lawmakers are reviewing a bill that would prevent students convicted of rape or serious sex offenses from attending school in person. Proposed by State Senator Johnny Sauling and Delegate Nino Margione, the bill mandates alternative education methods like online programs for these students. This move aims to close a gap in the current law that allows juveniles not on the adult sex offender registry to attend school. This really seems like sensible legislation to me. On the housing front, Maryland is experiencing a notable decrease in home sales coupled with rising prices, creating what industry experts are calling a, quote, serious housing issue. According to a report from the Maryland Realtors, home sales dropped 4.8% in February compared to last year, while the average prices surged by 5.2%. Despite a slight dip in the interest rates, the state grapples with a lack of inventory, posing challenges for potential home buyers. Lastly, Maryland's spring allergy season has kicked off a little bit early this year. I was walking yesterday and spotted a red car all pollened out. And apparently this early pollening is being fueled by the warmest El Nino winter on record. Pollen counts in the state are already reaching the medium to high levels, with tree pollen primarily responsible. Experts link this early onset to climate change, with the winters in the United States warming faster than the global average. However, an upcoming shift to La Nina may bring some relief by reducing the pollen levels. Events this weekend. It's all Irish. The Hooli tonight is sold out. Shamrock the Dock on Saturday and Sunday on City Dock. The parade at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And if you are looking for some free parties, may I suggest Galway Bay and Ram's Head Tavern. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Be sure to catch our local business spotlight with Suzanne Snyder from Sail Beyond Cancer. And to be sure to give a listen to the bonus pod we dropped yesterday with Dr. Rachel Tolles, who's coming to Maryland Hall on April 2nd to talk about the psychology of serial killers. She's fascinating, and I can't wait to see that show. Today on Canines and Crosstracks, we meet Chip, a beagle, and I think he's got a little bit of a pointer mix in with him, who is insatiably curious and incredibly friendly. You want to listen to our spot now and then check out eyeonannapolis.net at noon for our irresistible photos and get all of the information on how you can adopt Chip. And again, don't forget that we do have our daily newsletter that features only the top local news stories of the day. We send it out to your email inbox at 7 p.m. every night. That's 366 days this year, all without a paywall. It's perfect for keeping up with the weekend's news since we don't release a DNB on Saturday or Sunday. And here is a link right here in the show notes for you. All right, that's it. Now it's time to say thank you for listening and putting up with us every day. I do hope that we add some value to your world. And if we do, please leave a review somewhere or tell a friend to give us a listen. We also want to thank our sponsors, Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. It's Friday, the weekend is here, and now it is time just to say have a great weekend, be nice to others, do something fun, and keep shopping local. Other than that, we're going to see you on Monday. Now hang tight, because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is here with the only locally forecasted weather report you will find, and of course, Canines and Crosstracks, so do hang around for that. All that's coming your way in just a minute.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a-wasting.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Friday, March 15th. Yesterday brought another amazing weather day to the Annapolis region, and it is instantly near the top in early voting for best weather day of the year. Although, admittedly, it's going to be really hard to beat that late January day where it was like 75 or 80 degrees on a Friday. And while we'll need to keep an eye out for some PM showers and storms today, it's not a total beware the Ides of March kind of setup, with the real news being the weekend ahead looks pretty nice, though it will be followed next week by pretty chilly conditions at least through Wednesday. Look for plenty of clouds today with highs in the upper 60s to lower mid-70s, with a chance of some PM showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two, as well as a cold front moves through the region from the west, setting the stage for a cooler but still pretty nice weekend with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low to mid-60s each day, which will be nice for St. Patrick's Day festivities on Sunday, as well as for the Shamrock the Dock event both Saturday and Sunday down at City Dock in downtown Annapolis. As for next week, the expectation is for sunny skies each day through at least Thursday, but temperatures will only be in the upper 40s to lower 50s for most areas, with breezy winds as well Monday through Wednesday, before maybe climbing up into the mid to upper 50s by Thursday. Okay, that's it for today and this week. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day and weekend out there. Stay healthy and be safe, whatever you do in and around the Annapolis region and beyond. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive, and it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
That can only mean one thing. We're headed to the SPCA of Anne Arundel County with Annapolis Subaru to play with the pups for this week's Canines and Cross Treks. Sponsored by Annapolis Subaru. Higher standards.
Watch and with out. That, welcome to Canines and Cross Treks, and I guess happy birthday to Kelly Brown.
Happy Woo-hoo! Birthday, Kelly.
Thank you.
Almost hit James with that cork.
I know. Lord, we would knock out a
James,
cat.
James, a.k.a. Jimmy.
That's right. When Billy brings beer in, it's Jimmy the cat, and now it's James because he brought
right,
champagne.
Because it's champagne. Because it's champagne. It's a formal event.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you for my surprises.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
Well, that's awesome. Well, who is our guest today?
We have Chip today, and Chip is a beagle, and a beautiful beagle at that, and he's 2 years old, so he's squirrel curious because he went for a walk, and he was, and cat curious, as we can hear.
Jimmy.
He's having a conversation with Jimmy the
that's
office.
Jimmy
James the office
you don't
cat.
Do that. So now we know he's cat curious, too. Super great to walk with, obviously, besides the squirrel thing, and he is, as far as we know, potty trained because he's been very clean in his cage.
He's very friendly.
He's really friendly.
I mean, and I think he's got a little bit of pointer to him because he's got those speckled front paws.
Yeah.
As opposed
the
to
ticking.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, he really is ready to go. But if you do walk him, his nose is like to the ground the whole time. And it took me twice as long to get him around the building because he was smelling every single thing.
How
he was just doing his job. He's been here since March 1st.
Okay.
Not long. Couple weeks.
Aww. Right.
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
I bet he's not around for very long.
No. I have a feeling he might get an application today, right?
Probably today. Yeah. At least one.
And I love beagles. I grew up with a beagle, so every time I see a beagle, they're, for some reason, it's like you're the breed that you grew up with, you know, or the dog, whether it was mixed breed or whatever that you grew up with, it always takes you back. So I love beagles.
You know, we talked about ticks last week, mm-hmm. and we were like ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. Because the Maryland Department of Health threw out a warning about because of the basically the lame winter that we had.
Because they listened to our podcast.
It could be.
Yeah.
That could be too.
Yeah. We'd
but they put a warning out and said that they're, you know, you really got to look out for them. And, you know, the symptoms, if a human were to get it, to make sure if you think you possibly might go get checked out. So you don't want to get
Lyme disease,
you know, Lyme or spotted Rocky Mountain fever. So
that's right.
Don't want any of those things.
Did you guys have fun at the Green Beer races on the rainy Saturday?
Oh my gosh. And everybody was packed underneath in the tents. Did you go by?
I did not. I was actually out of town, but it was, I saw the pictures and it looked like, I mean.
Yes. People still had a great time.
They always do.
Yeah.
Your a lot of fun. Seemed to have fun in the rain.
They had a lot of fun. There was a lot of mud and everybody was packed in under those tents and it was great. And people turned out. The Annapolis people came out. So that's was
true.
Great.
Well, yes. The green, speaking of spring, I mean, it is technically not spring, I don't think, for a couple
of weeks. We had a few days.
The 20th,
a few days.
We're
right?
close.
But
next week.
As I was walking past the SPCA on Bay Ridge Avenue, I noticed that the grass at the new building is just looking just so bright. And
yes.
green and everything
that's
else.
Right.
Just ready to get spotted
it's
with
ready.
Dog pee.
It's just a matter
ready
of time
to get destroyed.
And it'll be smashed by the paws and everything else.
You know what I did on a rainy Saturday?
What'd you do?
I went to Paws at the Mall with my kids.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did what you adopt?
No. We go once a month. So we don't adopt.
So you don't adopt. So you can visit.
Yeah, we go visit. They
that
play
is
with
very
the cats.
Nice of you.
Gemma made a cat toy out of pipe cleaners.
Oh. That's great.
And she didn't even tell me about it. And we went in there and she was like, "Where's that pretty lady?" I was like, "Kelly?" She was like, "Yes,
Chantilly.
Where's Kelly?"
Chantilly, the white cat.
Yeah, she's like, "Where's Kelly?" And I was like, "I don't think she's here." And she was like, "Well, I made this." And she pulled this thing out of her little purse. And
I saw that at the register when I got to work on Sunday and I was wondering what that was.
Yeah,
that's
Gemma
so
made it
sweet.
For the cats. Yeah, but it was a great rainy day activity.
That's great. I'm
the
so
mall,
glad.
Hung out with the
Yeah,
with the
we
animals.
Have the petting the bunnies. And we're also, the mall is having the photos with the dress-up bunny. And there's certain times during the week that we're going to have our bunnies up there, too. Because they have a cool little setup and everything.
That's kind
of
cool.
So some of our volunteers that are available are going to go up and share the real bunnies with everybody taking photos.
Nice.
Oh,
that's really cool. I was at the mall on Wednesday and with Arts Alive
right down there.
And I'm, you know, the pause at the mall just still blows my mind that Wednesday at like 1:30,
mm-hmm.
there was like nine people in there strolling mm-hmm. around. I'm like,
the weekends are crazy.
What a great move for you guys
when
to
you were
do
there?
That.
Oh yeah, it was busy.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, it's great just for everybody because people are just routine visitors, which is nice. And they get to know the cats and the smalls and they're curious and then kind of keep up with the adoptions and who's going home. And so it's very exciting. People, you know, the community has really joined in the whole adoption process there.
That's really cool.
Strategically located right across from the library.
That's right.
So if you're like, oh, I'm going to go take my kids to the library. And then
that's
they're like,
right.
oh, kitties.
That's right.
Bunnies.
That's right.
Rats.
And we are filled with bunnies right now.
Now we know the inventory of paws at the mall.
That's right.
You know, I got a dose of perspective when I was listening to a podcast. It was Ferrari versus Lamborghini.
Okay.
And then I was like, they were talking about some of the new fancy Ferraris and Lamborghinis. And there's a new Lamborghini called a Revuelto. I think I'm pronouncing it right. But it starts at $604,363.
That's it.
And I'm like, that's like a month of cross treks.
It's a lot of cross treks. That's like a, you know, it's like a 3-bedroom, 2,000 square foot house in Annapolis.
I guess it is. But, you know, and again, when you look, you think about what the insurance might be on that, because I know we talked about last week about how good the insurance is on the Outbacks.
Yeah.
Which is what you said. It was like the
lowest average
insurance in the
insurance premium in the country for a new car, Subaru Outback.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. And obviously it depends on your driving record.
Sure. Right?
But yeah, they're very safe. They're very reliable. And, you know, insurance companies are thrilled when you call them and you tell them that you just bought a new Subaru.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was at Starbucks today and...
no way.
There was I know.
What'd you get?
It's a rare occasion. But I was there and a guy next to me was in an Outback and he rolled his window down. He's like, how do you like the wilderness? I was like, I love it. It's 9 inches higher. I told him, you know, look at my screen and all that. So it was great. And he said that his Outback had just gone. He was from Virginia and he's a salesperson with boat supplies and stuff. So he was in Annapolis for the day. And he said on the way there, for some reason, he just. It was a weird thing on the highway somewhere. And he said that he went into a ditch and he said everybody pulled over and just assumed that, oh, God, you're going to have to get towed and stuff. He said that Outback came right out of that ditch with no problem.
Just driving, taking
and
on
said,
out.
And you just kept driving? He said, I sure did. I was like, wow. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they do very well.
Yeah.
We were on the beach at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation a couple weeks ago. And we were shooting a little promo video and... I pulled the Outback onto the beach,
yeah.
And the sand was very, very soft. And Michelle thought that she was going to need to go collect boards to put underneath the tires of the Outback in order to get out. And I was like, no, no, no.
It can handle it.
We're getting out of this.
Mm-hmm. Kamel or eye water, yeah. We're getting out.
Yeah.
And how much sand was flying?
No, it was good. It was
really?
Actually very
That's
smooth.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, it was buried. It was pretty
I
buried.
I did see that video.
Oh,
in
my
bands
gosh,
in
the
sand.
The video.
Oh, God.
And we don't need to talk. Annapolis Subaru is
you and your
right
friend,
front
the
and
shark?
Center.
Yeah, me and the shark were partying on the beach.
Is that shark have a name?
Shark.
Okay.
Yep. Land Shark. That's the band. So
the Land know. Sharks will be there. And yeah, Billy holding hands with the shark, skipping
we
down
were
the
just
beach.
Having Aww. A grand old time. That all happened in my imagination. I don't think it really happened in real life.
No, we saw it.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it? It was on video?
Yeah, it was on video. We saw it. It happened.
I haven't seen it.
It was beautiful moments you spent
yes.
with your shark.
Just frolicking with a shark on the beach.
Tickets go on sale, I think it's May 1st.
Yeah.
For most people.
Yeah.
They're on sale right now for VIP and committee members.
Yep.
Saturday, June 8th. You know, you've got March 23rd, and you've got from 1 to 4, and March 27th from 4 to 6:30, and March 30th from 1 to 4 is the Rabbits at Paws at the Mall, so you can That's get your right. picture with the bunnies.
Mm-hmm. So if you can go online and sign up for a time, because I know they were filling up fast.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to go to aacspca.org to sign up for the time on that as well. And then you've got May 19th, the Walk for the Animals, which
That's
is
right.
exciting.
Just around the corner. So.
Can't
right
wait.
After that, Lights on the Bay, Billy.
Lights on the Bay is not for a long time. We're not allowed to talk about it.
We've got to get through Jess Fest after before that.
That's right.
We've got a lot of stuff to get. We have a whole year.
We got a lot of things,
just
fun things coming up.
Chip is available right now.
Absolutely.
Well, we're not 100% sure because Chip might
not he may
be
going home.
He might be going home. Michelle is here. We're trying to get Michelle to take Chip.
She's a beagle lover like
she
I
is
am.
A beagle lover.
Yes.
But she has rave reviews about Chip. Cheers to your new home, Chip.
Look at face like me? Me? Do I have a new home? Yes. He really is happier right
oh,
now.
He's so
See, that's what we should do. We should bring people into these podcasts and like just peer pressure the hell out of them.
That's
yeah.
it.
I mean,
and be like, you're taking
them,
right?
Chip
you're taking
so
them, right?
Happy.
Never, ever.
His whole life.
Ever.
Don't leave, Michelle. Stay.
Every time I get a vehicle, I send her a picture.
I'm sure you do.
She's like...
We have still... quite an extensive inventory of Subarus right now. We're selling cars right now. We're selling a lot of cars, but the cars keep coming in.
And you still have that crazy next to nothing.
Yeah, rate. We have 0% on Solteras. We have 1.9 on Foresters, 1.9 on Outbacks. But yeah, we have a really good inventory of cars right now. If anybody's in the market for a car, if they have a vehicle that they're currently driving that they're looking to trade, it's still a great time to trade because values of cars are still high. So
I saw that blue Wilderness. It was very pretty.
Mm, yeah.
I was stalking and driving through, and there's a Crosstrek that
still
blue.
Drive
so
through?
That, the blue on the Crosstrek Wilderness, that's mm-hmm. The color.
The Geyser blue.
Yeah. Wow, that's gorgeous. You have it parked right out
That's
front.
Kind of similar to your Red Bull can, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it really is pretty.
All right, here's a question for you, Billy. You are the general manager of Annapolis Subaru. And for those that are looking for a car, AnnapolisSubaru.com or 149 Old Solomon's Island Road. But you drive a different car pretty much every day, or you could.
Yep.
Which one do you get into more often?
Well, which
one do you like? And I mean, you've got your old lifestyle thing.
Yeah,
changes
so
it too.
I if we ha- I prefer the Ascent just because of the space. So it's got the, you know, the three rows that mm-hmm. I'm able to utilize, and my daughters are 10 and 4.
So the little crumb snatcher
friend. So the captain's chairs in the back, there are enough space for them to have some separation. They're not right on top of each other, which is good. But I also really love the Outback XT, the Limited or Touring or the Wilderness.
Okay.
The XT. I like that engine a lot. It's quite peppy.
I was in an Outback. I don't know which model it was. A friend of mine had it, and it was a good, like, a road tripping car.
Yeah, they're really nice. They're really smooth, really, you know, comfortable rides. Visibility is great. Power is great.
Is that considered a station wagon? Or kind of?
Kind of, sort of, not really.
Oh, Chip does not agree.
Chip, what do you think?
He's like, no. Well, you know,
if you want to drive a station wagon, you can say it's a station wagon. If you don't want to drive a station wagon, say it's not a station wagon. But
if you give
like drones.
Chip some love, he'll last a good long time and give you a lot of.
He's only two, still in his prime.
He's ready to walk and run and do all the fun things.
He is, and he'll find a cat in a conference room like that and howl
and corner it and bark.
Corner it and mark it. But he is just really a cute beagle, and I think he's got Pointer in him too. So he likes to move around and have a good time. But he is available at the SPCA. You can check out his picture up on the website yet?
Yes, it is.
AACSPCA.org. Do you have a picture of a Forester or a Crosstrek or a Outback on your website, Billy?
We have thousands of pictures.
You
of
have a lot.
Foresters, Crosstreks.
Those Foresters are really cool. One of our volunteers has it, and she picked up supplies for us from one of the pet stores that was donating to us. That thing was packed. That thing does have a lot of height.
Fit a lot of stuff in there, yeah.
AnnapolisSubaru.com is the website to go for there. And again, I can't emphasize enough about the experience about buying a car. I mean, I know now three people that have bought cars in the last 3 months and 4 months, and everybody comes with raving reviews, and it's just not the normal, what people would think is the normal experience. And
love to hear it.
We owe it to
you. If you know somebody that didn't have a great experience, let us know so we can improve.
Can't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will see everybody except for Chip this time next week.
That's right.
Nice knowing you, Chip.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX. Which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. You've been listening to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, IonAnnapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.